Well, as we approach lunch on Wednesday, the Aussie market is off to a solid start. We've got the ASX 200 up by about a third of 1%. So this is the third gain in 4 days for local shares. It also means that we're on track for this to be the third weekly improvement for our market in a row. We haven't had that sort of winning streak so far in 2018. Now, keep in mind that the market yesterday also kicked off the session in positive territory, but by the end of the day, really started to fade and lose momentum in the afternoon to finish quite flat. And that's really been the case for a number of weeks now, and it really does show there is a bit of a lack of eagerness or enthusiasm on the part of investors. So it will be interesting to see if we can hang on to these gains for the duration of the session. But instead of focusing on geopolitical tensions overseas, which have been put to one side for the time being, the market really has taken that positive lead from Wall Street, which rose about 1%. It was really encouraged by some strong profit results out of North America, with the likes of Netflix in particular rising 9%, hitting a record high after some strong numbers. But really what's driving our market today, higher at least, are the mining stocks and energy stocks as well. That's because the price of oil partly has hit the three-year highs. It continues to lift. Iron ore prices also up again by about 0.5%. So the big end of town, including BHP and Fortescue, are both up. We've also had plenty of quarterly production numbers or updates from some of the big, the largest oil and gas and also mining companies as well. Most of them have been quite well received by investors. Rio Tinto up 0.8%. It's lifted iron ore shipments by 5% over the past quarter compared to last year. It's put that down partly to fuel weather-related setbacks. Woodside's up as well. It recorded a 30% lift in quarterly revenue, thanks partly to an increase in liquefied natural gas output. But one of the big losers has been Paladin. The uranium miner's down 2.5%. Production has fallen 23%. It's getting less money for each pound of uranium as well, and costs are up 30%. Now, back in 2011, before the Fukushima Daiichi disaster in Japan, that nuclear disaster, it was producing about twice as much uranium at three times the price, and that's why its shares have fallen for seven straight years. In the losers column, AMP continues to pull back after facing the Royal Commission yesterday. CYBG's down as well. The UK-based bank is falling about 3%. It's increased provisions, and the Aussie dollar's at 77.6 US.